Some more says no. Chutzu, this thing where they made the shchita and they put the dam of the tzipor into the kli of mayim, this was done by chutz. But she says, chomaisa b'shan niknav lo b'yazor, was done outside the shan niknav, not in the yazor. So the kid doesn't have to have a shan kli shoros, so it wasn't kodesh. V'nozir, elma, you want to say, for the revius of shemen for the nozir, nozir b'shchitas ayim hu de kodesh. You know what, he gave it to kedusha of the shemen for the nozir, not the kli that it was put into, but rather the shchitas of the ayil, when they shechted the korban, the ayil, that's what gave kedusha to the shemen. So for what purpose did they have to have the revius of the hin nimshach? So amalei Rabbi Chiyom, shebo ho yumoidid lechavite kohen godol, revius shemen lechol chala v'chala. For every chala that the kohen godol made, he used to have a revius of shemen. So that was the kiddush that was done with this kli, the revius of shemen. There was three lugin, shem shnei mos revius. It was 12 revius in. Rambam Masis in lugu masla beker shem shish revius in. It was 6 revius in. So the kitzur for each chala, there was a revius of shemen for each chala. So Korah, the Gemara says, he called upon him the pasuk of Me'eretz Merchok Ishatzasi, like a man of counsel from a far country, like he was one of Hashem Reb Chiya Olam Mibovel Eretz Yisrael, because Reb Chiya came up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, like a person from Bovel gave us the answer. Then the Mishnah says, Chatzi Lug Mahayu Meshameshesh. What was the purpose of having a Chatzi Lug in the base of Migdush? So that the Mishnah says, that was for the Shem and Latoida. It was a chatzi lug mayim l'toida, and it was also for the chatzi lug shemen for a toida. So Yosef Rebbe sat down, there was a kashla, he had a question like this. Chatzi lug, again, l'man nimshach. For what purpose did the chatzi lug have to have a meshicha, mean how to have its kedusha on it for? E saitif was saying, now you have to have the mayim for the saito, for chichilun hu, the tzrichu l'kedushay, was the water chulun that had to have its kedusha from this kli shoris mayim kedushim ksiv? It says the water was mayim kedushim. Some of the water came from the kiyur. So how did it ready its kedusha? So for what purpose did this chatzihin have to have kedusha to it? E toida elamai the shema that was used for the lachme toida. E toida lachme toida. The Gemara says the shchita toida the kedusha. You know what gives it its kedusha? The shchita of the toida. So again, for what purpose did this kli, the chatziyahin, have to have kedusha for? So amalei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, similar Reb Shimon Berebi, sheboyhoye machalek chatzi lug shemen lechol v'ner v'ner. For every ner, we said you have to put a chatzi lug. So they used to put it there. They used to be machalek it. And vice versa here, the shemen received this kedusha from this kli. He answered back, Omalei said back to him, Ner Yisrael Kachoya. Like he praised him, as if to say, Ner, you're the Ner Yisrael. You're right, that was the Pshat. Omer Rebbe Yechon, Rebbe Yechon says that Omer Rebbe, in the name of Rebbe, Ner Shekovsa, let's say Ner that went out of the menorah in the middle of the night, so Nitshon HaShemin, Nitshon HaPsilo, that he used to have to clean out the Shemin and clean out the wick. Rashi explains, Nitsha means like just like the psila can't be used anymore, who within the leftover shemen also cannot be used. Therefore, Kate said, so what did they do? Mativa used to like clean it out. Rashi says, Misha mashla ko mashem, they used to throw out all the leftover oil, lachutz, v'noisim bo shemen u'psila cheres u'madlika, they put new oil and a new wick inside it. So, v'noisim bo shemen u'madlika. Now Yosef Reb Zerika sat down and came early. He had a question like this: Kishu noisim bo shemen. When you used to put shemen in, kemidu rishena or kemoisha chosra. Again, you already lit this ner and it lit half the night. So how much new shemen do you have to put in now? Just how much shemen is necessary for the rest of the night? Like how much was there just before? Or maybe no, you have to start all over again and put a chatzi lug of shemen in it. So Reb Yirmi Yapshitis Pshita. The kemidu rishonah, you have to put back the original amount that you start out with. Because the kemoshe chos, if you only want to go, but how much was left over now, Mino yadinin, how are you supposed to know my chos, how much was missing, how much you should put in? The chitim, maybe you tell me the mishayla, yes, will be mishayla, listen, it went out now, there's still some shemen left over, even though that shemen you have to throw out, but let's measure how much shemen is there, and you only put back again that amount of shemen. Someone says, Mkain, if so, sheva midos, nokosh lo midos tuva. Before you only have 7 measuring cups. And according to you have to have a lot of different measuring cups to measure this small amount of shemen that's left over to know exactly how much shemen to put back in. So if it's not mustava, you have to have a new measurement, but rather you spill out the old shemen in the middle of the night and you put in now the new amount again, how you start out with. So Korile called upon him again. The Pasuk says, V'derech tzolach, roch of adov remes, v'yanova tzedek. And Rashi says, like Kolein Atzlocho, you had Atzlocho, you had success, that you answered the right answer. Now the Gemara says, Itmanam, we also learned like this, that Omer Rabbi Yavu, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, V'yamer l'som se, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi, Ner Sherkovso, one of the Neres that went out in the middle of the night, so Nitshan Hashem, they cleaned out the oil, Nitshan Apsil, they cleaned out the wick, Ketzer, so what do? Mativa, they cleaned it out, Noisim Boshem and Kemida Rishaina. They put a new oil, the measurement, how much you start out with. O Madlik, and they lit it now. Omer Rav, who nebred Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Sheshes, that Ner Shel Mikdash, the Ner in the base of Mikdash, was Shel Prokim. It came from pieces. So Shel Prokim is a shallow, what it means, but somewhere it just means it was flexible, that you could like bend it in and bend it out in order to clean it out. By Tosfos says, "V'loy shel chulis." It wasn't really made out of pieces that you could take it apart. It just means it was flexible. You could bend it in and bend it out. Why? Kesavu kesiyolds kiksiv. When the Pesach says kikar, like one piece of gold, or nikshen, you should knock it out from one piece. A menorah v'nerasek siv. It goes on the menorah itself, and the nerasek and the top part of the menorah, the top part of the candlesticks. So they also have to be out of the one piece of gold. Therefore, how do you clean it out? It must be, it was flexible, you could bend it in and bend it out. So, kivun de miboyi ha-tovo, since you had to clean out the neiros, ilav the prokim, if it wouldn't have been, it was flexible, but you have the metaivala, you couldn't have cleaned it. Of course, it all made out of one piece, you can't take it apart. So, therefore, it has to be, it was shel prokim, means it's flexible. Meitzvah, I have a question. It says, ketzer oisa, how do you do now to clean it out? How do you clean out the neiros? It says Misalkon, you would take them off, or Manichan Buyer, and put them down in the oil, or Mekanchan, and clean them with smug with a sponge, to Noisim Boshem, then you put in the oil, or Madlikan, and light it. So here it's Mashmir, wasn't just flexible, but it's made out of pieces that you could take it off. Smur says, true, it's a Machlekes Anoyim, who Diyoma Kiyai Tani, so that this time of the Tani, we learn like this. Chachom Mamnechom, say, Loho Yumazizim Noisim Mkoimo. It was not moved from its place. Mechlal, it's a proof. The boy Lelia Zuzay Motzi Mozle, that if you wanted to move it, you could move it. El Rav Amos like this, Lahoy Sazozim Mkoimoi. It did not move from its place. So kids, the Chom hold that the Neros, the candlesticks, cannot be moved. Oman Chom, who are these Chomim? Reb Lezer, those according to Reb Lezer, the tiny one like this. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Omer, Kimintas Shel Zov Hoyolo. It had like, it was made from one piece of gold, one thin plate of, it was made, forget, of a thin plate of gold. Al gaba on top of each lamp. Kishu metiv, when they wanted to clean it, clean out the lamp, doicha kafafia, used to press it down towards the mouth of the lamp. And kishu neisim b'shem, when they wanted to put the oil into it, is doicha kafi reisha, used to press down to the back of the lamp. So kitza, it was not movable, he can't take it apart, but our component was flexible, I mean, you can move it back and forth, but not take it off. The Mor says, with a plukta, the Ani Pinos, and Hakas Machlokes Tanoim, the tiny one like this, Minoiro, the Neiro, Seh, Boyis Menakikor, the Minoiro itself, and the lamps, all came from one piece of gold, V'yein Makochel, Machtoseh, Menakikor. But the other things, the tongues, and the dishes, they were not made out of the same piece of gold. No, only the actual menorah itself was made from one piece of gold. But v'lei neiros, not the lamps, v'lei makachel, not the tongues, Umachtaseh are not the dishes. They were not made from one piece. Boyas minakika. So that's the machlokes, was the neiraseh, was the lambs, that they come from the one piece, and they were not, he cannot take it apart, or no, it came from its own separate piece that he could take it apart. So Moses says, b'maikah, if it was the machlokes, tell him, b'maikah, if legi, b'hai kru, on this post of the time you were learned, the pasuk says, kika zov tor yaseh oisai, is lamad nulim, that comes to each of the menorah, shebo mena kikra, comes from a piece of gold. Minan, how do we know to say in the rabbis they were said that even the lambs also have to come from the same piece of gold knocked out? Talmud Lamed says, as kol ha-kelim ela, all these kelim, even the neiraseh. And so, Yochla were thought to say, shani ma ba'afman kuchel machzos, even the dishes and the tongues also. Talmud Lamed, the prophet says, no, oisa, only the menorah itself, and not the ma kuchel machzoseh. Divin Rebbe Nechem, these words of Nechemia. Sechur ha-kashet ha-nechem ha-nechem, so divin Rebbe Nechemia. But before he said, no, it is movable. Where it says, Trey Tenev, Libra Nechem, Takat Samachlek, it's not exactly what Nechem you say. Rebbe Shua ben Korchweimer, Menorah bo min Akikor, only the menorah itself came from one piece of gold. But the Ein, Makachel, Machtasev, Nerasev, bo min Akikor. But the tongues and the dishes and the lamps did not come from the one piece of gold. It came from separate pieces. And so, V'yelamani, Mekamarod, with the Pasek, as Kol HaKelum Eile, Kamzisha, Shoye, Kelim, Shalzov, that it was made from gold, but not from the same piece of gold. More the question, Zov, gold, Bedikson, it says clearly, V'yathisas neroseh shiva, V'elas neroseh v'heyer, Aleva panel, Makachem, Makhtaseh, Zov, Tor. It says clearly that these, all these kelim were made from gold. So what's the Chiddush? So Mora said, L'nitzuch eno l'pi neros, that mamash the tip, like the mouth of the lamps, is also made from pure gold, because otherwise, Sakut, the Chemin Chayim would have thought to say, Hoy lepino neros, since the mouth of the lamps is the place where the wicks are, Ashkur Mashkur becomes very dark and dirty, if so, Atera Chosam Amonim Shay Yisrael. Maybe the Torah has Rachmanis like about the money of Yisrael. And